Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. You know, not often do we hear of a family farm producing the same crop for more than 100 years. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples is here to tell us about the Onion Man of Dimmitt County.
Tony, the next time you bite into a crispy onion ring, or maybe you're out there and you're going to enjoy a bowl of onion soup, it's just possible those onions got their start with Go Texan member Dixondale Farms. According to the owners, Bruce and Jeannie Frazier, they ship millions of onion plants every year. They sell to large farms and also to garden centers, big box stores, and individual home gardeners all across the country.
So how'd they start growing onions exclusively?
Well, back in 1913, the farm started growing bulb onions, carrots, cauliflower, cabbage, and spinach in the winter garden area, but soon realized onions were the perfect niche. The rest, you could say, is history. Production continued through the tough times of the Great Depression and World War II and is still growing strong today. The Frazier family members still actively produce and participate in the operations, and I've talked with Bruce on occasion. They're a fine family.
I imagine they had a celebration for that 100-year anniversary.
Well, that's exactly right, Tony. A real South Texas gala was enjoyed by the huge extended family of Dixondale Farms. We were lucky enough to send a TDA rep down to take a part of the festivities and present Dixondale Farms with the 100 years of Texas Agriculture Certificate.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.